please just make sure your name is on the list. If it's not, just please end it. Left off discussing various aspects of Melacha Shino Tzirich L'Gufa, the relationship between the Melacha of Gozeis and that of Kotzer, and the Chiddush of Tosos and putting the various Tosos in together. We have pointed out that the Tosos and Dafayim Gimel Beis points out the following Chiddush regarding Kotzer, that the Gemara tells us that if a person is Zomer B'Tzorach Leitzin, one is Chayiv Shtayim. And Tosos is bothered by a very fundamental issue, that why should we assume that Tzorach Le'etzim is necessary? For after all, the Kavanas HaGavra, purpose of engaging in that Malacha, that should be a function of the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, of course it's necessary, otherwise that would be Malacha Shino Tzorach Le'gufa. According to Rabbi Huda, so one should categorically be Chayiv. And yet here the Gemara says Tzorach Le'etzim. The Tosos writes that Enoch Inami, that's true. And the need for Tzorach Le'etzim is just a Libud HaKuli Alma. If you assume, for example, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not necessary. But the Gemara wanted to mention a case that everyone would agree that you're Chayiv, and therefore to accommodate all views, L'Kuli Alma, therefore it mentions Tzorach Le'etzim. We pointed out this cannot be according to the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam Paskins in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Melacha Shino Tzirich L'Guf is Chayiv, and nonetheless the Rambam quotes the Gemara Kapshuta that Zomer B'Tzorach Le'etzim is Chayiv Shtayim. So apparently Tzorach Le'etzim is required even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosos writes an important Chiddush that Lo Mikra Le'etzim Kotzer Ela Binyan Zeh, that sometimes the very purpose of the Melacha touches its essence, and therefore if it's part of the definition of the Melacha, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that is absolutely crucial. And this is what Rashi writes in the Sugya and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis when it comes to Makke B'Patish. Whether something is or is not Tikkun Mana. So certainly that will depend on Kavanas HaGavra. And therefore this is what Tosos says when it comes to Kotzer. And then Tosos lists a host of other Malachos that one can apply this principle. Interestingly, that perhaps one could have argued that, look, what is true of Kotzer is true of Gozeis as well. Because that Tosos and Bechoros, the Sugya and Daf Chafei and Daf Chavav, where Tosos writes that those two malachas are quite similar. The Hagdaras HaMalacha is Oker Dover Migidula. The difference between them is simply in terms of Heftza, that Ktsira is to Gdule Karka, as Gziza is to Balei Chaim. But the essence of the Malacha is Oker Dover, Migidulo. And when it comes to the case of Kotzer, Tosos writes that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not Tzorach Le'etzim, one would not be Chayiv at all. And yet, this is not what Tosos writes on Daf Tzadidal when it comes to Melach of Gozeis. Because in the case of Netilas Tzipranayim, the Gemara says if one does so, but Kli Divrei HaKol Chayiv. And Tosos is very bothered. How can you say Divrei HaKol Chayiv? You're not going to be Chayiv Mishum Gozeis unless you're going to be utilizing the Dover HaNikzaz. So how is it possible then to say everybody agrees you're Chayiv? So Tosos says not everyone agrees. This will depend on the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's true you'll be Chayiv. You'll be Potter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case you're going to be Chayiv because that'll be a case of Malach HaShinu Tzirich L'Gufo. So he pointed out the Chiddush of Tosos. There Tosos assumes that even though it is vital that one must utilize that which is shorn, that nonetheless will be dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We pointed out that one could have gone that step further. In light of the Tosos and Shabbos Dafayin Gimel, and in light of the Tosos and Bechoros and Chavav, one could have argued that Mimanav Shach, if you're going to argue, as the Rivash writes, for example, that this is not true, that when it comes to Gozeis, it is not Oker Dover Migidulo in the same sense, that you require that Cheftza HaNigzaz must be used. Good. Then of course you understand the Gemara Peshuta. If, however, you assume that that is vital, one could have gone the next step and argued that this would be true both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon, that this should be a further example of a case like Kotzer, where its tam is part of the definition of the malach itself. So Tosus does not assume that is true. Tosus writes that utilizing the Davar HaNikzans, that's a machlokas Rabbi Rami Shuvin. Using the Davar HaNikzah, that according to Tosus is true, l'chuli alma. That in fact is an important chiddush, an important distinction. So Pashab Shad, one could either disagree with the Tosus and the Fine Gimel and assume that no, malach hashino tzrich l'gufa, like the Tosus read, or one could fundamentally disagree with the Tosus and Becharos and Avchavav, that one does not assume that the definition of gozes is oker davar megidulo, similar to kotzer. Maybe that is not true at all. So this is what the Eglei Tal discusses in the Malach of Gozes. The Eglei Tal discusses this in the very beginning of the piece and continues throughout the Malach of Gozes. This definition of gozes as oker davar megidulo, is that necessarily true according to all Rishonim? That's the chiddush of this Tosfos and Bechoros and Dav Chavav. After all, oker davar means the following, that if you leave the hair in its regular state, the hair will continue and grow, just like tzira. No, it will continue and grow, continue to develop, and I am oker davar megidulo. I am severing, I am causing that development to cease. That is considered to be the malach of kotzer, that is the malach of gozes. But is that in fact the case? The Eglei Tal raises the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have this instance. The normal case of gozes means the animal is alive, right? And its wool, its fleece is growing, its hair is growing, and one will go ahead and sever it from the body. That normally is a case of gozes. Gozes me behema chaya. What happens if one is gozes me behema mesa? What happens, for example, if the animal is already dead, and now one will go ahead and simply cut? Is that considered to milacha of gozes? Let's assume when it comes to kotzer. Good, so you have, right, the tree that is attached to a tree, a pri that is attached to the tree. So good, in such a case, right, your oker davar megidulo, of course you're chayim. Let's assume you just have a branch which is already severed, or you take a grape off of, not the vine which is attached, but it's already tolosh. That's not considered to be an act of kotzer. The definition of ktsir is oker davar megidulo in the sense where it is mechuber lekark, it is continued to grow, and as a result of your act of ktsir, that ceases. Is that true when it comes to gozes? That gozes would only be from a behema chaya, but not from a behema mesa. Eglei Tal suggests the following chiddush, that according to Tosus, that would be true. If the hagdaras hamalach according to Tosus is oker davar mi gidulo, gidulo means that it continues lehisgadel. And severing that process, cutting its wool, cutting its fleece, that is considered to be the malach of gozes. But if it would be a behema mesa, then the Eglei Tal writes, according to Tosus, you would not be chayiv mishum kotzer. So if, for example, you would remove the hair right from the skin after it is already flayed from the animal, after the animal is already dead, in such a case, that would not be the malach of gozes at all, according to Tosus. That is not called oker davar megidulo. That's parallel to the case of kotzer. Kotzer is while it's mechuber lekarka, while it's continuing to grow. Oker davar megidulo. That's the critical line, Mikidulo. Mashenkin, if it's already a Davar HaNikzar, that would not be the case. In fact, the Gittar writes the following Chiddush then. That's what Tosus will do with the Raya of the Rivash. The Rivash writes that this Chiddush is not true. Tosus' whole difficulty. Andav Tzalidalad Mabeiz. How can the Gemara say that one is Chayim? In the case of a notzilsi part of the kli, you're not utilizing the tzipranayim. There's no use for tzipranayim whatsoever. So in such a case, how can that be? So Tosus is forced to assume, yes, this is only a liba de Rabbi Yehuda. And we pointed out even the further difficulty. If you accept the premise of Tosus, maybe you should say that you're patel kuli alma, comparable to the case of kotzer. The Rivash answered very simply. The Rivash in Shin Sari Dalet, it is not true. In the Mishkan, gozes was not only in that form, gozes was even done when they didn't need to use the chefza, hanigzas. For example, when it comes to the oros techashim, at times they would remove that layer of fleece or hair simply for the purpose of tikkun haoros. but not because they intended to use anything at all. So the Rivash simply dismisses them at Chiddush HaTosus. The whole assumption of Tosus, the whole problem, doesn't exist. Tosus is bothered, the Mishkan, they did it this way, and that's not true in Atilas Yiparnayim. What do you do with that? No? So Tosus is Madcha. You have to assume Divrei HaKol means only Rabbi Rana, Rabbi Shimon. Rivash says it's not true, because in the Mishkan this was not the case. So how will you resolve that according to Tosus? What is that machlokas between Tosus and the Rivash? Now, whether they did that in the Mishkan or not, that's the machlokas, that metzias. Whether in fact sometimes gziza would occur regarding the oros techashim when they didn't need the davar hanigzaz, and Tosus would deny that that never happened, and the Rivash is arguing, yes, it did happen. No, you know what Tosus would argue? Of course that happened. Rivash is 100% right. There were times that they used to shear in the Mishkan, even though they didn't need that cheftza nigzaz, but you know what the punchline is? That's not gozes. The malacha of gozes is okadav migidulo. That's what that Gleital points out. And the case of the Rivash, when did they used to perfect the oros tefashim? They used to take the hide, and they used to remove, right, some of the surface layer from that hide in order to be miyafed oros, the beautiful oros elim, madamim, the beautiful tefashim. When did they do that? While it was al gabi habehema. No, that, the Gleital writes, was a process that was done subsequently. That was already after. The animal was no longer alive. That's not okar davar migidulo. That's the chiddush. That's an essential machlokas between the Rivash and Tosus. Tosus l'shitase in Bechoros and Abchavav that defines goze similar to kotzer of okar davar migidulo. So therefore, Tosus says the model is only the type of gziza that was done while the animal was still a behema chayin, not a behema mesa. And therefore, you have no model in the Mishkan at all for a form of gozes that was done where the object of the gziza was not needed. Right? That's a very important chiddush that the Gita writes. This is all the shitase with important nafkamina. If a person will engage in gziza of a behema mesa, right, would one be chayim mishum gozes or not? What Rivash assumes is absolutely yes. No, according to Tosus' definition, that's not true at all. So take a look at that piece, Negleital, beginning with the Malach of Gozes, but it extends throughout. The Gleital spends significant time, right, developing this issue. Was it only Gozes mebehem achaya, or is it even behem mesa? He writes, this is a fundamental machlokes in terms of what the definition of Gozes is. According to Tosus and Bechoros, it's comparable to Kotzer, it's only a behem achaya, and that will resolve the difficulty, right, with the Chuvas HaRivash as well. Good. The suggestion that I mentioned yesterday, arguing that once you accept Tosus' premise, right, that the Hagdara Samalach is Oker Davar Migidulo, and therefore if you don't need the Chefza HaNigzaz, it is not comparable to the way it was done in the Mishkan, one could now go that step further and argue, if that's true, that this should not be a Malacha, neither according to Rabbi Yudin nor according to Rabbi Shimon. You don't have to stop midway, as the Tosus does, right, in the Sugya Malacha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa. But one can go the step further and argue, comparable to Ktsira, it's not considered to be Malacha at all. And this is what the Magen Avraham writes explicitly. It's found in Simen Tavkuf Chavav and Sivkatan Yud Aleph. That simon of Tavkuf Chaf Aleph, right, is referring to the Gemara Beitz and Avav of Kfuras Hameis, where the Gemara tells us even though Kfuras Hameis does not occur on Shabbos, but nonetheless Kfuras Hameis can occur on Yantiv. The Gemara tells us in Beitz and Avav, if it's Yantiv Rishon, then Ayyadei Amamim, Ayyadei Nachri. If it's Yantiv Sheni, then Yisasku Bo Yisrael. Yantiv Sheni Lagabe Kfuras Hameis, Kechol Shavua Rabbanu. So here the Magen Avraham discusses in Sifkat Nir Aleph, right, what malachos are we dealing with in terms of taking care of Sarche Hameis? So the Magen Avraham writes the following Chiddush. If you're talking about Hotzas Hameis, of course, that's an instance of a malacha shino tzrich l'gufa. But the Magen Avraham continues and quotes the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, the following Chiddush. What about Gezizas Sar Hameis? What happens if, for whatever reason, as part of the hachanos, they are cutting or removing some of the hair from the mace. So the Shumas Edition writes that that is not considered to be a malacha at all. That is not considered to be a malacha. Geziza sar hameis is not a malacha. Unlike kotsas hameis, which is a malacha, shinot tzrich lagufa. So the Magen Avraham explains that Shumas Edition based on the possibility mentioned yesterday. Kotsas hameis is a malacha shinot tzrich lagufa. The Magen Avraham writes, any geziza ser hameis is a case of where it's not necessary. Certainly you're not going to be utilizing the hair, and therefore any act of gozes that one would involve oneself in that case, right, that is not considered to be an act of gozes at all. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. The Magen Avraham in those lines contrasts Hotzah Sameis, which is a Malach Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa, to Gziza Sar Hameis, which is not. And the Magen Avraham does not write it's because the definition of Gozeis is Okeru Megidulo, and the individual is already Meis. No, he writes it's because anytime you are not utilizing the hair, that is not considered to be a Malacha at all. If you look at the Machzis HaShekel, on that Magen Avraham, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he refers you to the Magen Mishnah. In Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. That's the Magen Mishnah I alluded to yesterday, where the Magen Mishnah writes, when it comes to Tikkun Mana, when it comes to Bonim, when it comes to Tikkun Mana, their Kavana Sagabra is critical, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon. So again, the Shumas Edition writes that Gziza Sar Hameis is not considered to be Malacha. One possibility, right, is what we discussed against Tosus. Maybe the Shumas Edition is assuming that the definition is not Oker Dabar Megidulo. Maybe one could argue that Gozes is only when it comes to a Chai, right? Like Tosus, I'm sorry, right? And therefore, that is considered to be a case which is Mutter. Or one could argue, as the Magen Avraham interprets differently, now that it's because if you don't intend to utilize that which is removed, so therefore that's not considered timalacha whatsoever. Right, this allows for the three shitas. Now, one possibility is the following, that the malacha of gozes is simply as the Ramban writes in Daf Kuvav, the tikkun hacheftzu, the tikkun haguf, the tikkun ha'or, and therefore whether you plan to utilize or not is irrelevant. Everybody agrees you're chayim. And Pashim Shat in the Sugi and Altsani Dalit, that Natida Sikar Naim Yerchayim, Lukhuli Alma, the Gemara says, Demir Kol Chayim. The second possibility is a Tosos and Altsani Dalit, where no, whether you're Chayim or not depends on the Machlokis, Ravin and Rabbi Shimon, Lashin and Tzrich Lugufa, Malachat Tzrich Lugufa. And the third possibility is that no, right, this Chumas Edition, that this is not called Gozes at all. As the Magen Avraham explains, it's because Gozes requires that you have to be able to use the Cheftza Nidnas, just like when it comes to the case of Kotzer. Right, so take a look at that piece in Magen Avraham, right, very important, where the Magen Avraham explicitly, right, distinguishes between the case of Gozes as opposed to the case of Malacha Sheinu Tzrich Lagufa. This issue, in terms of the definition of Gozes, what is and is not Malacha Tzrich Lagufa, Ein Tzrich Lagufa, is even important for the following issue. Bris Milah on Shabbos is a Malacha D'Oraisa. That's clear. You saw the sugya, for example, in Daf Kuvav. Certainly a blessing. The fact that Milah's Docha Shabbos is a Gzeres HaKosuv, Uv'yom HaShmini Yima Basar Alosa, and it's only Milah B'Zmana, not a Milah Shalom B'Zmana. But Bris Milah clearly, right, is a Malacha D'Oraisa. What is very unclear is which Malacha isn't. What malach is Bris Milah on Shabbos? Rashi and Tosfos assume the following. Right? The Rashi is found in Shabbos in Daf Kuv Zayim at Aleph. And the Tosfos is found in Daf Ayin Heim at Aleph, if you've seen that Tosfos already. This is a lengthy Tosfos in Ksuvos in Daf Heim at Beis, Der Maschil Dam. What malach is this? Tosfos says it's malach of Netilas Neshama, Shochta. Shchiter, one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. So Tosa says that Chavala is included within Netilas Neshama. Tosfos has two possibilities. One possibility is because of malik katla kula malik katla palga. What's the difference of whether you kill a person completely or whether you partially kill the person? Wounding, right, is a form of netilas neshama. And Tosfos's preferred reason is based on the pasuk ki hadam hu hanefesh, ki hadam hu hanefesh. So causing dam to leave the body, or even causing nitzer hadam, dam to surface, to leave the circulatory system, that is a form of shochta. That's a form of netilas neshama. That's what Tosfos writes in Ksuvos Nafim with Beis. So somewhere to ask you, Mila v'Shabbos, what is the malacha? The answer is the malacha is netilas neshama, and the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Peraches Halacha Zayin is a completely different possibility. The Rambam writes, you know what malacha is involved? In these cases of chovel, the Rambam writes, it's a tolda of dash, a great chiddush, a dash. A person goes ahead and squeezes a grape to extract its juice, right? That's dash. That's svita, which is a tolda of dash. What is the definition of dash? Extracting olcho from solas, extracting a liquid from a solid. The Rambam writes, chovel is a tolda of dash. It's a very great chiddush. Right, you have blood which is circulating within the body. All of a sudden now you are extracting the blood. Being motzi dam is a form of disha. Unbelievable chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That halsugi in Ksuvos, Nafim ud Beis, bi rishon b'Shabbos, being motzi dam. What malacha would that be? Tosfos says that's netilas neshama, wounding. The Rambam writes, no, it's all malacha of dash. That's a form of disha. Extracting a liquid from a salad, right? A very great chiddush. Right, you find a couple other possibilities as well. The Rabbeinu Chananel and Shabbos Nafkuf Lamed Vav, right? It's a melach of makke v'patish. It's a melach of tikkun mana. Bris Milan Shabbos, tikkun haguf. And the Shita Mekubetes and Ksuvos and Daf Hey. A fourth possibility. It's a melach of Gozes. It's a malach of Gozes. The definition of Gozes, we pointed out, right, is removal of something which is tafel aguf, which is omed li natel. The person, Rachman Islam, cuts a limb, but that's not Gozes. Right? The limb is considered to be part of the gufo shalada. Gozes means that you are removing that which is tafel to the guf, which is omed li natel. Nails, hair. Shita Gvetzes writes a beautiful chiddush. Arla, right? Arla is something which is tufel to the goof, which is omei l'inatel. Therefore, that's a malacha of gozes, gidulei haguf. Very interesting chiddush that Shita Gvetzes writes. Four possibilities regarding Bris Milan Shabbos. Whether the Tilas Neshama, whether it's a problem of dash, whether it's makku v'patish, whether it's a problem of gozes. Fascinating. The Gemara Shabbos Nav Kuf Lamed Vav raises the following kasha. Let's say there's a baby that's a Safek Nefil. Safek Nefil. After all, in many cases, a child is only Yotzi Mide Nefil after living a month. And Bris Milas V'Yom Hashmini. In many cases, the child will be a Safek Nefil at the time of the Bris. Now, a safek mila is not docheh Shabbos. It must be a vadai mila, not a safek mila. So what do? You have a safek nefil. Isn't the bris mila b'yom shmini? Isn't that docheh Shabbos? How can that be docheh Shabbos? A baby is born ben hashmashos. It's a safek mila bizmana. It's not docheh Shabbos. So if it's a safek nefil, Safek Nefil. So in such a case, how can the Bris Milah be done on Shabbos? So the Gemara says the following Kiddush. The Gemara says, "No mi manashach." Of course it's mutter. Because if the child is a Ben Kayama, this is the mitzvah, Bris Milah. And if the child, Rachman Letzlan, is a Nefil, so therefore the Lashon HaGemara is Mechatech Basar Ba'amu. Mechatech basar ba'amahu. So all you're doing is mechatech basar. And that's not a malacha on Shabbos. So if the child is ben kayama, it's a mitzvah bris milah. In Ifrach, Manal Islan, it means that no, the child is no telomos, and the child is a nefel, so there's no malacha which is involved. Mechatech basar ba'amahu. So you're going to have to understand, right, that Gemara in light of all four Shitas Rishonim. Right, if the child is a ben kayam, it's a mitzvah brismila. That line fits according to everything. No? Good. But if not, mechatech basar ba'amahu. How does that fit in with all 4 days in the Rishonim? Mechatech basar ba'amahu. If you assume, for example, like the Rashi in Tosa, it's a malacha of netilas neshama. So the Gemara is telling you the following chiddush: if the child is a ben kayama, that's a form of netilas neshama, ki adam hu nefesh. If the child is not, if the child is a nefel, it is not called netilas neshama. That's how Tosa understands. If the child is no telamos, if the child is a nefel, then you don't say ki adam hu anefesh, and therefore it's not the malacha of shochto. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand. What about according to the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Berachas Halacha Zayin, that the malacha which is involved is one of dash. So disha will depend on whether there's a cheskes chai or not. If the child is a ben kayama, that's called dash. And if it's not, you're not extracting any dam. You're not extracting a liquid from a solid. How does the Rambam understand that Gemara? According to the Rambam, how is it possible that Brismila on Shabbos of Suffolk Nefel? If the child, yes, will be a ben kayama, it's a mitzvah rabba. And if not, it's not disha. Because no liquid is leaving the guf hayeled. How do you understand that? No? You know what, Pashup Pshat, you're going to have to argue according to the Rambam. And this will be the transition for this run. Tosu said a very great chiddush. No, daf ein gimel beis. That just as it's not called kotzer, unless that which is cut is needed, lo mikrik tzira ela binyan zeh. Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to dash. That's what Tosa says also. When you chay mishim dash, what was Tosa's chiddush? And this is the Ran's ha'ara, and daf memalef and daf be'arif. You're only chay mishim dash if sorech lamashke. If you need that which is extracted. If a person will extract a liquid from a solid, and the liquid is not needed, and it's holeich li'ibud, what was the chiddush of Tosa's? That is not called disha. And what is that chiddush atosus? That's like kotzer. Meaning that this has nothing to do with machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that this is not an act of disha. The definition of dash is sarach lamashke. You're separating, right, ochel from solas, you're threshing, right, in order to utilize the ochel. You are involved in shechita, extracting a liquid from a solid in order to utilize the liquid. If the liquid is not utilized, or if that extraction is not necessary, that's not melacha shino tzrich lagufa. Tzrich lagufa, that's not called disha. No, that's part of the definition of the melacha. That was Tosfos' chiddush that you saw, daf ein gimel beis. Right? When Tosa says, Zomer b'tzarech leitzim, Ksira requires tzarech leitzim. Right? And the Chiddush of Chumash HaDeshen, Gozes requires also, you require the Davar HaNigzaz. Tosa says the same is true when it comes to Dash, you require the Davar HaNischat. Poshub Shat, that's the Rambam Sheet as well. Nachor, that's what the Gemara is saying the following. If you'll tell me that the child is a ben kayama, and therefore if the child is a ben kayama, the bris milah is a mitzvah rabba, and it's essential to be motzi dam, that is a problem, right, of dash. The hotzos hadam is needed. It can be needed for various reasons. It can be needed because you're going to utilize it, or it can be needed because the mitzvah requires it. But if the child is in Nefil and there is no chiyuv mila, then that's comparable to a case where the mashka is holich li'ibud. It's not necessary at all. And therefore, it's not a malacha of disha. And I'll ask me, doesn't the Rambam paskin and Allah design that malacha shinu tzrich l'guf is chayiv? No, the Rambam would simply answer that this is not dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. This is the definition of disha. Right? Disha, which is holich li'ibud, right, that is not considered to be dash at all. This is not dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right, that's the assumption of the Ran, Daf Mem Aleph and Daf Yarif. No? In a case of Disha where it's holich li'ibud, that is not called Dash. That was the Ran's Kasha of Mr. Chana Zayasa, no? Good, you're squeezing. But if you don't need the liquid that is released, that should be nothing. No, that's exactly the way the Rambam would understand that Gemara. If the child is a Ben Kayom, absolutely yes. If not, you're not doing any Disha whatsoever. Mechatech Baser Ba'amu. What about a Kohen Ben Chananel? The Malacha of Bris Mila is one of Makkah Patash of Tikkun Mana. Very good. Now, if there's a Chovas Mila, this is Tikkun Mana. If there's no Chiyuv Mila, because the child is a Nefil, Mechatech Baser Ba'amu, meaning it's not Tikkun Mana, there's no makabah patish. There's a minag chayta, very chosh of a minag in the time of the Gaonim and earlier. No, to perform a bris mila even rachman litzan on an eifel. Right, but the ikra hadin daraisa, because that's not true. So the Gemara calls that mechateich baser ba'amu. No, that's not called makabah patish. That's not tikkun man at all. And that fourth possibility of the Shittim of Kubetzes, it's a malach of gozeis. See, that's very relevant for our discussion. How can Mila B'Shabbos be a malach of gozeis? In what sense is it gozeis? Are you utilizing the Orla? Absolutely not. The Dabra HaNigzaz is not used. That's a regular bris mila. Right, before you get onto the possibility of nefil, a regular mitzvah bris mila, you're utilizing that which is removed from the body? Of course not. How can the Shita Kibetzes call that gozeis? The Shita will assume, unlike Tosos, that that's not needed for gozeis. The definition of gozeis is the Ramban said in the Chedushim and Avkuvav, is tikkun haguf. Well, that certainly is tikkun haguf. And there is no such requirement that one must utilize that which is removed. Or like the Rivash, that was never included in gozeis at all. Even in the Mishkan, when they were doing the act of gozeis, they didn't need that which was shown. That's what the Shita Kubetzes is assuming. As long as there is a tikkun haguf, of course you're chayev. Just like netilas sipranayim. Just like tisporis, cutting hair. There's a tikkun haguf. Even if you don't use the sipranayim, you don't use the sear, of course you're chayev. Not like tosis. Of course you're chayev. So that's why a normal case of bris mila is a malach of gozeis. That which is tufel haguf, which is omid li'inotel, the orla. And therefore, this is a malach of gozeis. And gozeis never required that you have to use the cheftza hanigzaz. As long as it's for the purpose of tikkun haguf, that's sufficient. That's what the Ramban writes in Daf Kuvav. And what's the teretz of the Gemara? Mechateich baser ba'amu. Now, the following chiddush, when is it considered to be gozeis? Gozeis means that which is omed li'inotel. Gidulei haguf, that which is tufel to the guf, that is omed li'inotel. Hair, sifronayim, the fleece of an animal. That's exactly what the Gemara answers. If there's a mitzvah bris mila, then that arla is omedes li'inotel. That's a malach of gozeis. If, however, the child is nefel, and there is no chovas mila, the arla is not omedes linatel. That's not called ozes. Rachman al-Islam, you cut off a limb, that's not gozes. That's netilas neshama. The child's in nefel, the Tosa says there's no netilas neshama. So how you understand that Gemara? And the Kuf Lamed Vav is critical. If 4 days in Rishonim, what malach is brismila? How they will read that Gemara? Relevant to our issue, number one, in terms of the Hagdara Samalacha of Gozes, right? And number two, the Chiddush then according to the Rambam Shita regarding Disha. According to the Rambam, you have an explicit Gemara that tells us then that if you don't utilize that which is removed, or there's no purpose for its removal, in such a case, that's not called Isha. It's an act of dash which is halich liibud. In such a case, you are a chayiv. That's what the Ran is bothered by. Now, in this sugi, and daf malaf and malaf and daf biharif, the Ran deals with the cases, you know, suvas daf vav and malaf, the sukhrayat and zayasa. So the Gemara tells us that asan hadoka b'yamatavu. Even on Yantiv, you can't insert that bottle stopper because invariably it will result in schita, that which is a psigresha. In such a case, one fact should be chayiv. The Ram begins by quoting the shita sa'aruch. This we'll have to discuss at length. We do the sugya of Darshan and Yizkaveh, where the Aruch is known for the following great chiddush, that the only time you are a chayiv for psigresha is if in fact it's a psigresha, which is the nechale, a psigresha that one benefits from. If it is something which is lo nechale, poshub shat lo nechale means not literally that it is something you absolutely do not desire, but even if lo ichpasle, it's something of no concern. You don't derive benefit from that result. Lo ichpasle. That's what Rashi writes explicitly. Sugi and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? Lo nechale means lo ichpasle. There is no benefit that is being derived. In such a case, then that is mutter. That's the Shita Sarah. Psikresh lo nechale is mutter lechatchino. Right? This is a lengthy discussion in Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosfos disagrees with the Shita Sa'aruch, but the Aruch maintains that a psikresha l'nechle is mutter. So the Aruch is very troubled. Misukhren is ayasa. It's a psikresha of schita. It's lo nechle. You're deriving benefit from the Dabar HaNischat? Of course not. In which case, it should be psikresha lo nechle. That forces the Aruch chacham ayaskinan and okimta. We're talking about a case Nischat letoch hakli. We're talking about a case that no, there is a benefit, because the davar hanischat re-enters the kli. And sometimes you can have a spout, right, which is shaped in such a way that if anything will fall over, re-enters the kli. So that schita is not considered to be something which is lo nechale. The Ran assumes not that way. That the case is where no benefit is derived from the Dabar HaNischat. And now the Ran raises the following difficulty. If this really is true, that no benefit is being derived from the Dabar HaNischat, this is a problem. If you hold like the Aruch, it's a problem because of psikresha of the Nechale. So you know what? So I'll disagree with Aruch. I hold that a psikresha l'nechale is not mutter. Fine. But the Ran is bothered by a further problem. Even if one generally would disagree with the Shita Aruch, but here, isn't there a more fundamental problem? Adayim kasha. Why? Because shesrita zu eino av malacha. This srita, squeezing this liquor from the salad, that's not one of the lamitas malachos. Ela tolda. Schita is a tolda. Similar to mefarek, which is a tolda of dash. And here the Ran writes the following: V'vaday lo dami ladosh ela heichesh hu tzarech lemashke. And the only time you're chayiv for disha is if you need the mashke, not if the davar nisrat is holech liibud. And since here the davar nisrat is holech liibud, how can you say that this should be a malacha? So the Ran stresses two points. Srita is not an av. Srita is a tolda. And since it's a tolda, how in the world could you be chayiv? It's holech liibud. One could interpret this Ran in one of two very different ways. One possibility of the Ran is the following. Exactly as we discussed in the Rambam Shita, the Tosus and Dafayin Gimel Beis. Tosus says that, look, when it comes to certain malachos, doing so in order to utilize that chayfetz is essential. Otherwise, it's just not a malacha. Katsira. The definition of malacha is tzarech leitzim. The definition of malacha is korea amanas litfon. The definition of disha is tzarech lochel, tzarech lamashke. If it's holich libud, that is not called dash. So how can you say that this schit is forbidden when it's eno tzarech lamashke? We pointed out schita can be one of two malachas, no? Schita at times is a told of dash, schita at times is a told of malabein. There's no such requirement when it comes to malabein. No? Malabein tzarech lamashke? Of course not. It's not part of the libun process. When you launder, you need the dirty water? Of course not. But schita, which is a told of malabein, is only derech nikayon, not derech lichluch. This schita is not derech nikayon, right? A cloth which is absorbed with wine. This is schita, which is a tolda of dash. And here the Ran writes, therefore, tzarech lamashke is critical. So how could he be chayiv from his zechrad and his ayasa? Also the haduk of yamatava, why? This is a case where it's holech liibud. That's one very simple way of understanding the Ran. The Ran is like that Tosfos and Dafayim Gimel. The Shita of Etzes writes this explicitly in Ksuvos and Avav Madalaf, name of the Ramban. You're not chayiv for disha unless tzarech laochel, tzarech lamashke. You're threshing because you need the ochel. You're squeezing because you need the mashke. And we pointed out this lachor is the Rambam Shita, and that's exactly how the Ram understands that sugya brismila of kuf lamed vav. There's another way of understanding this line in the Ran. This is what Rav Menachem Mezembe assumes in Tosfos Chaim. Right, in Vav Tes. This is what you find in the Gilyan Hashas in the Yerushalmi, in our Mishnah. In Kodod, Zayin Mishnah Beis. Maybe one can interpret the Ram somewhat differently. The Ram stresses we're not dealing with an av malacha. We're dealing with a tolda. Why is that so critical? That I want you to know we're not dealing with an av malacha, we're dealing with a tolda. Well, why is that so important? And if we were dealing with an av malacha, this wouldn't be true. Maybe one could suggest, yes, that's a critical difference. If you're dealing with an av malacha, then doing so for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan, then you could argue that that's an issue of malacha shino tzrich l'gufa. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And in Achinami, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Lach Hashem Yitzrich L'gufa is chayiv. even if you're doing it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, it's true, when they engaged in Disha, they needed that which was extracted. If you'll do it for a different purpose, good. Malach Hashem Tzarich L'Guf, according to Rabbi Yehudah Chaim. Just like Tosa says about Gozes, no? Gozes is an Av Malacha, and if you don't need the object of the Gziza, so according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be Potter, but according to Rabbi Yehudah, you'd be Chayav. But here, we're not dealing with an Av Malacha. Here, we're only dealing with a Tolda. And everyone agrees that if it's a Tolda, Tzrich Lagufa, it's essential that the Dabar HaNischat is needed. If Srita would have been an Av Malacha, wouldn't bother me. But since Srita is only a Tolda, you can't be Chayiv in this case. If you interpret the Ran this way, the Ran is telling you a very great Chiddush, that you can debate Malacha Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa when it comes to an Av Malacha, but not when it comes to a Tolda. Everyone agrees that a Tolda must meet that requirement of Tzrich L'Gufa. This is what Rav Menachem Zemer suggests is a possible difference in Avos and Toldos. And in fact, as he mentioned earlier, Shir, Rav Menachem Zemer was very bothered by the sig we began with in Daf Tzani Vav, the sig Bava Kam and Daf Beis. The Gemara is searching for a difference in an Av and a Tolda. Why not write the difference is the sig of Malacha Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's an Av, you're Chayiv, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a Tolda, you're Potter. Because a Tolda Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter L'Chuliyam. In Lamdas, why should that be so? That could be explained beautifully. Why is it that Mashke Maim Lizraim is not enough? Wasn't found in the Mishkan? Wasn't a Malacha Chashuva found in Mishkan? Why is it a Tolda? Because the Gemara says, as we learned, why cut and Beis and Beis, because even though it differs from the Tzuras HaMalacha and its description as the way it was done in the Mishkan, but you certainly are doing that for the same purpose as is found in the Mishkan. Assume it's a Tolda of Zareya. Good? So you're certainly watering for the purpose of Tzimuchei Peiri, to promote the growth of this plant. So it's done for the same purpose, the same Leches Machsheves, the same Tachlis, but it differs in terms of its Pu'ula, its act, its Tzuras HaMalacha. That would be classified as a Tolda. As we learn more, we'll have to see how to define toldos. At least one definition, or at least one category of toldos, are that which is shared in terms of its leches machsheves of the av, but it differs in terms of its descriptive act. What happens if it's a toldos sheino tzrich l'gufa? That link now is severed. You are not doing that which was done in the Mishkan, nor are you doing another pu'ula for the purpose of the malacha that was done in the Mishkan. There's no link to Mishkan at all. Neither in terms of its tzuras ha-malacha, nor in terms of its meleches machsheves. How can you be chayiv for that? That's the suggestion of the Gilyon HaShas, of Tatzalos Chaim, that a toldo, where it's holy chlivud, that you can't be chayiv at all. It's an interesting chiddush. Possible difference in avos and toldos. As I mentioned earlier, so why wasn't that mentioned in the Gemara Daf Tzadi Vav as an avkamina? The answer is, in lamdas, this is not an avkamina. The reason you are potter in a case of toldos shinat tzrich l'gufa is not because that a tolda is less chomer than an av. That's what the Gemara is looking for. Show me the difference in terms of chumrin kula between an av and a tolda. The reason that you are potter is not because that the tolda is more kal. The reason that you're potter is because this is not a tolda. You only have a right to classify this act as a tolda when tzarech l'mashke. If it's holeich li'ibud, so how is that similar to threshing? This is not an act of threshing. You'll tell me, but in both cases, you're needing that which is extracted. No, not if it's Holech Li'ivud. There's no linkage whatsoever to dishes found in the Mishkan. That's not a kula of tolda. That would not be classified as a tolda. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't list this as a potential nafkamina between avos and toldos. That's an interesting possibility within their own. One possibility is Itosos that no, this will be true irrespective, whether it's not, whether it's a tolda. This is part of the definition of Disha. Sarach lamashke, sarach laochel. Or no, this is uniquely true regarding the toldos, because a tolda, shino tzrich legufa, cannot be a tolda. That svara seems very reasonable. Wouldn't you distinguish between an av and a told and issue of tzrich and tzrich legufa? So perhaps the Ran is telling you a chiddush. The Bemet Dvar Mamurim, Rabbi Yehuda would argue that a told shino tzrich legufa is chayiv. When are you chayiv in tzrich? Only in an av. In a told, the most it would be is an issur d'rabbanan. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a told shino tzrich legufa is potter, not chayiv. That would be a very interesting chiddush. So according to Rav Yehuda, Malach Shino Tzrich Legufa is chayiv, if it's a malacha, an av. If it's a tolda Shino Tzrich Legufa, I agree potter. In fact, the teretz of the Ran is the following. So Sukhret is ayasa. Zeno Tzrich Lamashke. So why does the Gemara say, Ksuvus Davav, it's asar? What's the answer of the Ran? Ein achinami. Midaraisa lo mitzar. Ein achinami, the Ran writes. This is not an issur daraisa. Misachran is ayasa is only nisid rabbanan. Can't be nisid araisa. Holech liyibud. So therefore, you're right. This is a malacha hasura. Misachran is ayasa, but only mid rabbanan, not mid araisa. That's a fascinating possibility. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita Malachian Tzrichlu v'chayiv is by avos and not by the case of toldos. The tolda might be potter avlasa. Interesting chiddush. The svar is so compelling, one could raise the question even the halacha. So far we have an afkamina within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What if you hold like the Chachamim? The Chachamim maintain Malach Shino Tzrich Leguf is potter. So Malach Shino Tzrich Leguf of an Av is potter. A Malach Shino Tzrich Leguf of a Tolda is potter. Are they the same? Is an av malach shino tzrich legufa identical with the tolda shino tzrich legufa? After all, in lamdas they should be different. A tolda shino tzrich legufa does not link to the av at all. An av shino tzrich legufa is linked in terms of its act. You're doing what was done in the Mishkan, albeit for a different purpose, but you're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. A tolda shino tzrich legufa, you're not doing that which is found in the Mishkan at all. No shared purpose, no shared act. Could there be differences even the halacha between an av and a tolda shino tzrich legufa? That we'll have to see. But this is a fascinating possibility. Differences between avos and toldos. The Tosos that you saw, the Ein Gimel Beis, no? Tosos was bothered by that problem. We discussed at length already, no? Zomer b'tzarach le'itzim. Why do you need tzarach le'itzim? Why do you need tzarach le'itzim? So the Tosos read, you don't need tzarach le'itzim. Right? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then lach shino tzrich leguf is chayim. Tzarach le'itzim is your motivation. That's only relevant according to Rabbi Shimon. That was one teretz. Good. Another teretz we pointed out was what Tosa says. No? Oh, wait, what are you doing with kotzer? Lo mikra beitzim kotzer binyan zeh. It's not called kotzer unless you need the cheftza nikza. Tosa says teretz. You know another possible teretz? This type of ktsira, is this an av or is this a tolda? Rashi is explicit. Right? Rashi writes, Nafen Gumabay, is there a mask of a tzarach le'itzim? Rashi says, Lahasaka, you need the wood to fuel the fire. Right? So therefore, Havi told the Kotzin. This is a told the Kotzin. After all, Rashi commented, Binyan HaMishkan, Bishul Samamanim, Ktziras Eitzim was not involved in Bishul Samamanim. Ktziras Eitzim? It means Ktzira, the small plant that was needed, right, in order to be utilized for that purpose. It also says the Chiddush that this is only a told to the Kotzin, that's what Rashi writes. It's an interesting Chiddush. That would mean that the most this could possibly be is a toldo, Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa. Well, let's assume you don't go as far as Tosos, that if you don't require the Eitzin, this is not a Malacha. No, it is a Malacha. But as the Tosos on Tzani Dalet, when it came to the case of Gozes, but it's going to be a Malacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa, you're not doing it for the same purpose as on the Mishkan. There they needed that which was cut, and here you're not doing so. This is a toldo, Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa. In such a case, maybe that's why the Gemara says Sarach Leitzim, Sarach Leitzim. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Rambam Shita would be, for example, that the only time you're chayiv is an av malacha tzrich legufa, but if the toshin tzrich legufa would be potter, this would be beautiful teretz. And according to the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda Alav Zayin. And the Rambam Meches Yudalid, right? Zomer Betzorach Leitzim is Chayv Shnayim, but Zomer alone is not Chayv Shnayim. Why? Because Torah Shino Tzrich Legufa is Pater. It must be Tzrich Legufa. So Tzrich Legufa is Zomer Betzorach Leitzim. Zomer alone is not a block of Tzrich Legufa, Kotzer. Interesting Chiddush. There's even a further teretz that Gleital suggests. This is found at Gleital, right, the Melach of Kotzin. In old editions of Gleital, it's on page 61. Right, Gleital writes the following Chiddush. Even if you hold Melach HaShinu Tzrich L'Guf Bizchayim, maybe that's if a person is purely involved in a Melach HaShinu Tzrich L'Guf. But if you're involved in that which is a compound malacha, you're doing a single maisa avera, and you want to be chayiv shtayim, there it's necessary to have, right, two independent tzotzaos. After all, the case here in the Gemara is not to determine whether you're chayiv or potter. The only issue at stake here is whether you're chayiv once or twice. Now, Zomer is definitely chayiv mishum zareya. The question is, can you be chayiv additionally also mishum kotzer? Maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush. If a person were to perform an act, and it's a single malacha, it's just a question whether it's tzrich l'gufa, ein tzrich l'gufa. Rabbi Yehuda would say, look, you did that which was done in the Mishkan, you're chayiv. But would Rabbi Yehuda agree that you're chayiv shtayim if it's a compound ma'aseh, one of which is a malacha tzrich l'gufa, and the second is ein tzrich l'gufa? Maybe then Rabbi Yehuda would argue, in order to have an independent expression, in order to generate an independent chiyuv, then you have to have some clearly intended, determined result. Tzrich l'gufa. Otherwise not. Otherwise, I would label this just as an act of noteya. In order to argue, no, that's not true. It's both noteya, as well as kotzer. There, you must demonstrate that a person is intending to utilize that which is niktsar as well. Maybe that's the Chiddush. This is a unique Chiddush of the Gemara in terms of Chayiv Shnayim. In order to be Chayiv Shtayim, it's clear that the Machsheves HaGavra, Malachas Machshavas is necessary for Malacha A as well as for Malacha B. If there was no independent Machshav Malacha B, you're only chayav for A. If all you're doing is a Malach Shein Tzrich Laguf, Rabbi, here are you, look. Of course you're chayav. That act alone is machayav. Why else would you be doing it? But here, no. If the reason you're doing so is for Zorea, in order to argue that you're chayav Shnayim, that would not be the case. And then Gaital writes a beautiful chiddush that this is the resolution to the difficulty the Gemara had in Moed Katan Daf Beis Amud Beis. That case we've discussed of Mashke Mayim Lizraim, person waters a plant. So the machlokas Rabbi Yosef, whether that is a tolda of Choresh, whether that is a tolda, right, of Zareya. What does the Gemara say? It makes sense to argue both ways, no? It differs from Charish and it differs from Zri in terms of its Tzuras HaMalacha, that's certainly true. But in a certain way, it's similar to both in terms of its Malachas Machshavas. It's similar to Zareya because you are doing that for the purpose of Tzimuchei Peira, Zareya. But also it's similar to Choresh, because by the watering process, the person intends to break up the soil. That's why a person is Choresh. He's breaking up the soil. Here also that's true. Yipuyara. So machlokes it in Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, whether it is a told of Choresh or whether it's a told of Zareya. The Gemara doesn't say one is more reasonable than another. Gemara says both are legitimate. So the Gemara asks the following kasha: why do you have to pick and choose? So why not say that you're chayiv shtayim? You're chayiv for Zareya and you're chayiv for Choresh. This is the Gemara's kasha. How is that different from the case of Zomer v'tzarech la'itzin that you're chayiv shtayim? What, you can answer, you can't be chayiv twice for one act? Zomer v'tzarech la'itzin, you're chayiv twice for one act. Why are these cases any different? That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the teretz of that kasha? And the Torah, this is exactly the teretz. If you can demonstrate that through that one act, the person has two independent intents, two independent tzos. On the one hand, he wants to promote the growth of the plant. On the other hand, he wants to utilize the branches. Then you can see chayiv shtayim. But if that's not true, if the person is performing a single act with a single intent, the bottom line is you're only going to be chayiv once. You can have a machlokes amarayim, Rabbi Yosef, whether you're chayiv for Choresh or you're chayiv for Zareya. But if the person's intent is clear, it's just a question of classification, whether that would fall into this category or that category, no one's going to chayiv chayiv shtayim. Now, the Gemara we saw in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, Mishamer, right? Mishamer Mesrinim Bei, Borer or Merakeid. The person's doing a simple act. You ask him, what are you intending to do? Right? He is separating the wine from the sediment. Good? You can't say it's similar to both Borer and to Merakeid, therefore you're chayiv shtayim. The person is involved with a single mindset, a single act. So debate whether it's more similar to this malacha or more similar to that malacha. But the answer cannot be your chayiv twice. The only time you can be chayiv twice is if you can demonstrate multiple intent. No? So that's why in the case of Mishamer, no one says you're chayiv twice. You'll just have a machlokas whether it's similar to Borer or Merake. Mishamay Masrinam Be. In a case of Mashke Maim Lizraim, you'll have a machlokes whether it is Choresh or Zareya, but it's not both. Why in the case of Zomer B'Tzarech La'itzim are you Chayiv Shtayim? Because there's a compound machshava. If all the person was interested in was the Eitzim, he could hack away. No? If this was a tree of Hefker, he wouldn't be so careful in the way that he's cutting the branches. He'd just randomly cut down branches. The fact that he's pruning shows that he's interested in promoting the growth of the plant. This is his tree. He doesn't want to kill the tree. But the fact that he's utilizing the branches demonstrates part of the machshava sagavra is katsir as well. That's why you're chayiv shtayim. But in order to be chayiv shtayim, the first thing you have to demonstrate is compound melechas machshavas. No? This chiddush resolves both difficulties. The difficulty of that sugi moikot and abeis. Why don't we say that mashkaman azroim is chayiv twice? Why is only chayiv once? Good. Another difficulty? Why do you need tzarech leitzim? What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda says malchushin tzarech leguf is potter? The answer is no. Here we're not talking about potter versus chayiv, right? Here we're talking about chayiv achas or chayiv shtayim. For that, you require a compound malchus mashavetz. That's why the Gemara says zomer v'tzarech leitzim. No, these are four different possibilities of that chiddush of the Gemara of Tzarech Le'etzim. Either Eino Chinami, the Tosas Rid, or the chiddush based on the Ran of Toldu Shino Tzarech Legufa, the chiddush of Egle Tal, compound Machshava to be chayiv twice, or the chiddush of Tosas that no, this is not called Ktzira, unless you have to utilize the Dabra Hanikza. Right? Four possibilities in terms of understanding this chiddush. This possibility of the Ran, difference in Avos and Toldos, is going to be helpful, the Sugi and Dabdimu. Because after all, the Gemara here quotes a very important Ha'ar of Shmuel. Shmuel says the following Chiddush. No? The Kol Pturi de Shabbos. Don't make a mistake. Right? Whenever you learn to the Masechta, and the Gemara says Potter, doesn't mean Mutter. It means Potter Avalasa. Potter Avalasa. With three exceptions. Good? Tzidas Tzvi, Tzidas Nachash, Mapis Mursa. Tosus immediately followed by the following problem. Two of those cases are cases of Malach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa. The last two, Tzidas Nachash and Mapis Mursa. So Shmuel is telling us, I want you to know, Potter doesn't mean Mutter. Right? Potter doesn't mean Potter in that case, it means Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because you're only dealing with Malach Hashem Tzrich Lugufa. So it's notched down to Nisid Rabbana. In the case of Tzidas Nachash and Mapis Mursas B'makom Tzar, L'gozer B'Rabbanan, so therefore, in those couple of cases, this is an example of a Malach Hashem Tzarich L'gufa, which is not Potter, but rather it is Mutter. That's Shmuel's statement. Tosus raises a very fundamental kasha, no? And that is, how does Shmuel hold? Tosus says the Gemara is explicit, that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Hashem Tzarich L'guf is chayiv. What is Shmuel saying? That in these three cases, mutter? What do you mean? Mutter means, if you're starting with an Issid Rabbanon, you can go the next step and say, B'makom Tzar L'gozer B'Rabbanon. But according to Shmuel, Malach Hashem Tzarich L'guf is chayiv midaraisa. So, Tzidas Nachash and Mapis Mursa are not only not Potter, they're chayiv, no? What is Shmuel telling us? Don't make the mistake and think that it's Potter. This is Mutter. It's an Issa Daraisa, according to Shmuel. So Tosus, the name of Beinotam, gives a somewhat of a difficult teretz. Now, you're right. According to Shmuel, you're chayiv. You're chayiv. In the case of Tzidas Nachash, in the case of Mapis Mursa, you're chayiv midaraisa. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Potter here means mutter. The whole chiddush of Shmuel is not the shitasa. Shmuel should argue, according to me, this is forbidden midaraisa. But according to you, that hold, it's only nisid rabbanan, so here this rabbanan can be lifted. That's what Rabbeinu Tam writes. That would mean if you hold Moshe Nitzri Chalguf is chayiv, there's nothing to discuss. This cannot be according to the Rambam, no? Those two Rambams I asked you to look at yesterday, no? The Rambam and Aleph Zayin paskens that Malach Hashem Tzarich L'gufa is chayiv, chayiv. And yet, the Rambam, in the case of Tzidas Nachash and Mapis Mursa, Perek Yud Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yed Zayin, Halacha Chaf Hei, the Rambam paskens that those cases are mutter. How do you jump from chayiv to mutter? If it's potter, b'makom tzar, lo gozer v'rabbanan, good. If it's chayiv, how do you say mutter? Where did the Rambam get this from? Got it from Shmuel, no? Shmuel says, Chayiv and Mutter. Rambam says, Chayiv and Mutter. Tosa says, these two shitas cannot coexist. You can't jump from Chayiv to Mutter. And therefore, you have to argue, Rabbi Natan says, right, Bedoche Gamur, that Shmuel disagrees with his whole chiddush. Shmuel is just bothered by that those who disagree with me said Potter. Here, Potter means Mutter. Because if you're going to disagree with me, Lashon Tzrich Lagufa, you're going to hold it as Mutter, not Potter. Is there any way that you can make sense of Shmuel Shita without assuming the Divri Rabbi Shimon Kama? Well, you have to, according to the Rambam. The Rambam passes like both members of Shmuel. So how do you understand that Chiddush? This is what we'll have to see in this further issue. So two issues we'll have to discuss tomorrow. One is this consistency of the Rambam, and Melacha Shino Tzrich L'Gufa. And then the other issue is the following. If this Svar of the Ran is so beautiful, so compelling, how can you compare an Av Shino Tzrich L'Gufa to a Tolo Shino Tzrich L'Gufa? Right? An Av Shino Tzrich L'Gufa was found in the Mishkan, albeit you're doing it for a separate purpose. A Tolo Shino Tzrich L'Gufa is nothing. No Mishkan, not a Kamam Leches Ma'sheves. So, are they all on the same level? So this is what we'll have to discuss. Is there a possible distinction between an Av and a Tol Shino Tzrich L'Gufa according to Rabbi Shimon, not really according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, so we'll discuss this later.